Let us mentally prostrate to Bhagwan and to the Guru. May my mind remain silent during this meditation. And start with the Anulom Vilom. Five times each side, then alternate with the gap. Pay attention to the silence between the breaths. Hands on the knees, fingers in chin mudra, or relaxed as you wish. Complete relaxation of the body. Start from the toes, the feet, the ankles. The calves and knees. The hips and thighs. Relax. From the tailbone all the way to the neck. Carefully relax the back muscles and the space between the vertebrae. Relax. The fingers, the hand, the wrists, The forearms, the elbows. The upper arm and shoulders, your neck. Breathe through the abdomen muscles only. And pay attention to the organs in the abdomen. Breathe through the chest muscles. Pay attention to the heart and lung. Send positive energy to the entire body from head to toe. The neck and throat muscles. The jaw, the mouth, the tongue. Relax. The nostrils, the ears, the eyelids. The forehead and scalp muscles. Step back and watch your body from a distance. I'm a witness of the body and the mind and the thoughts. But I am none of those. Today's shloka is from Vivek Chudamani. Pranti kalpit jagat kalashrayam swashrayam cha sadasad vilakshanam nishkalam nirupamani vaddhiyat brahmatat Vamasi Bhavayatmani. The last line, that Brahman you are. Meditate in your mind on that. What are the indicators of Brahman? Bhranti Kalpita Jagat Kalashraya. Even though the world appears real and solid, but it is an illusory manifestation. Everything is Brahman, but I don't see that, which is my delusion, my illusion. What holds this world in place? The earth. How is it held? The sun, the moon, the stars, galaxies, billions of galaxies. What holds them in place? What causes all their revolutions? That is the nature of Brahman. Even though that supports all, but Brahman itself is Swashraya, does not need the support of anything, is self-sustaining, self-supporting. Who supports Brahman? No one. Sada Sad Vilakshana. It is neither gross nor subtle. Gross are the objects we perceive with our senses. Subtle are the emotions and thoughts. I am conscious of my thoughts. I am conscious of my body, my emotion. But I am distinct from them. Brahman is neither a gross object nor a subtle thought or emotions. Supports all, witnesses all, but unaffected. I am unaffected by changes in my body, in my health, in my mental fluctuations of joy and sorrow. And my intellectual problems, confusions, knowledge and ignorance. They all belong to the BMI, not to me. They cannot affect me. Whether the world lives or dies, I always live. The world may perish, but I don't. This body may perish, but I don't. Nishkalam nirupamana vatthiyat. Brahman is without any parts. It's not my Brahman or your Brahman, my Atma or your Atma. Only one, undivided among all. Even in the inanimate objects, Brahman is there as existence. Nirupamana Vatthiyat. And this Brahman has no comparison, because there's nothing else except that alone. Nothing like Brahman, but there cannot be any comparison. And that Brahman, I am. I am not separate of that. So I am the support of this body and all bodies. I am the support of all the entire cosmos. I have no support. I am that Supreme Consciousness, temporarily manifesting through this body. Meditate on this in your mind. Be a witness of the observer. The intellect is observing the mind. I am the witness of that. We can stay like that for the next 10 minutes. शांति, शांति, शांति हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। Contemplate on these verses from Vivek Chudamani and apply them in your meditation. Verse number 254 to 266 on Vivek Chudamani. I have not seen any better description or pointers which indicate Brahman than these 13 verses. 254 to 266. Thank you. Hari Om.